Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 71 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint.
NALJM, testing. NALJM, testing.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
KF8BOT on mobile.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint.
TE, DON, nothing heard. TE, RHB. Nothing wrong here either. Thank you very much, Pat. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Let's see, a couple of updates coming around the street. Things going on tomorrow evening. We've got a meeting that is the first of our planning sessions for the fall exercise. Yes, it's that time of year. October 12th will be here soon enough. So mark your calendars for the second Saturday in October. It's on the ARPLC website calendar as well. We'll have our idea gathering tomorrow and probably come out with the basic scenario before long. Then the plan to choose to send the plan out to y'all 1 month prior to the exercise, just as we've been doing in the past. Tuesday, I'll be down to Diamonddale. We have the second drill for Fermi 2. That is just ahead of the evaluated exercise, which will be later this month. So looking forward to getting down there for that. And then Wednesday evening is the Region 5 Oxfam committee, subcommittee meeting. That's part of the RECWIG, the Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group. And now you know why we call it RECWIG. So anyway, if you're interested in joining that, if you don't have those, you're not already on the list, just drop me a note or a win link, K-E-A-G-O-N, and you can get an invite for that. It's on Zoom at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. All right, with that, let's go to KDE RHB, followed by NAOBU. KDE RHB, what's the threat? What's happening down there?
Good afternoon, Max. Good to hear you. Good to hear those of you on the net. Not too much going on here, at least around the district. District's been quiet. Working on hoping to fill the vacancy in St. Joseph County pretty soon, so stay tuned there. Also looking at this upcoming week, I'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be in the MOCOM trailer at the Calhoun County Fair, and I'll be basically being dispatched. So looking forward to that. Took some time off of work to be able to support that. So that's a good learning opportunity for me and supporting the CERB agency. Not too much other than that. As of now, went to Detroit this weekend and hung out there. Not too much off-com radio related or CERT stuff going on. So I'll give it back to you, Matt. This is let me circle back. We did have an EF2 last week. EF2 last week, so in St. Joseph County. It just went just south of my my work in the southwest corner of Kalamazoo County.
KDA-RHB. KDA-RHB, clear.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
W8CPT.
Thank you. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
KF8BLX, monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 71 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 6 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 65 degrees.
November 8, Delta Tango. This is KF8AYL. How are you doing this evening?
Doing all right. We are on our way back home, coming down I-75 back to Lake Orion, currently south of Saginaw. And that would be home about 11 o'clock. Same here as Dave. And, home QTH is Lake Orion.
All right. Yeah, well, you're probably not too far from me at the moment, actually. I'm in Birch Run here, coming off the Guilford Tower, probably the same place you're off of at the moment. How's traffic on I-75?
Oh, so far everything is fine. It shouldn't say that. I can knock on some wood, but it doesn't get bad till we get in a little closer. But it's been fine so far, moving right along. We didn't get off until 7:15, something like that. So a lot of the heavy traffic is already gone, I guess.
Making Genesee County.
Yeah, I generally just avoid the Birch Run town proper on Sundays and Fridays, because I know on Fridays it's usually the northbound people getting off and getting gas and stopping at the Myers and stopping at the restaurants there, and Sundays it's usually the southbound. I don't need to go into town. I don't need to go into town today. I'm good. But, last weekend, southbound I-75 on Sunday was a nightmare. So, I don't know what it is weekend to weekend, but count your lucky stars, because traffic's flowing. Life's good.
Yeah, Roger. We were in the traffic last weekend. But we had a late start, and so we missed a lot of it. And then we tend to cut off and take 69 over and down into Lake Orion instead of taking the rest of the mess in I-75 there. So, anyways, so far, so good. I'm just wondering how I'm making it there. Am I full quieting? I'm just running a handy talkie here, 5 watts, into a little quarter wave that I got stuck on the window of this new truck. Just wondering what it sounded like.
I mean, there's some slight background noise and a little bit of, you know, a little bit of louder frying there, but your audio is, you know, I'd say 80%. It's really good. I have no problem making out what you're saying. But there's a little bit of background noise, but nothing I would say I would worry about.
Hey, Roger. I'm starting to hear just a little bit of flutter on the repeater, so that means I'm going to disappear pretty quick. So anyways, what was the name there?
My name's Ken.
All right, Ken. Well, very nice to meet you. And thanks for the radio check there. And I can see that we're approaching the bridge and a lot of cars are trying to fill in here. So I guess I better get both hands back on the wheel. 73 Ken, nice talking to you. And probably catch you again. Driving this way a lot, so probably see you on down the road. 73, November 8th, Delta Tango, off and clear.
Yeah, good chatting with you. Safe travels. KF80, well.
David, are you still there? David, WHSS, Whiskey 8, Sierra, Sierra.
Yeah, W8SS, this is an ATP.
Roger, Roger. Thank you for coming back. My name is Joe. I was just, as you guys were chatting, I was looking at QRZ, and it looks like you put together a nice station there, and I particularly like the old Eastkit stuff, the SB line stuff, the transceiver and the external VFO, really nice. Did you re-cabinet the external VFO? It looked like it was a different cabinet.
Yeah, it's a black walnut cabinet that I made out of wood that was a tree we cut down. And my brother and I cut it into planks, and we had wood chop rigged up and had a planer, so we could clean it all up. And it was just really a piece of scrap. But the VFO was actually the tube version. The SP-102 that's in the picture has the solid-state version of that, what they call the LMO, the linear master oscillator. But I found that tube-based unit out of a broken down SB 101 that I saw at a ham fest, and I thought, well, if that VFO works, that's what I want. And I modified it to work with the SB 102, and that worked sweet. It was really cool. But yeah, I made a cabinet, and it was an aluminum panel that I rubbed with steel wool to get the grainy look to it, and I bought the plastic parts for the dial and built it into that wooden case.
Yeah, Roger that. It looks really nice. I think that's a really cool idea. It's nice to be able to blend two hobbies, you know, the electronics and communications hobby with the woodworking. And that's really sweet. I like it. I thought it was really cool. But I took like a second look at it. I looked at it and I said, oh, here's what he's got. And then I went, hey, what the heck's different about that? So anyway, no, that's nice. And by the way, I really like the old SB series Eastkit stuff. And it was always very good. I mean, yeah, you're right, tubes and all that. But look, it was good stuff. And it was really well, it was easy to fix. It was easy to keep running, easy to tune up, and worked really, really well. Plus, there was a lot of band spread the way they did the their oscillator. So, you know, it was kind of reminiscent, if you will, of the old Collins stuff that had the 200 kilohertz VFOs. Anyhow, we need to sort of station. Today, I guess that would be considered an old-school station, but a damn nice one. And did you build it yourself, by the way?
Yeah, I've built the entire SB line and probably a couple other dozen cave kit in my life. Yeah, that SB-102 I built when I was 12 years old. Previous to that, I had an HW-16. The only rig I ever sold, I never should have got rid of it, but I needed money. I had an HW-16. I built that when I think it was 9. I got licensed then. And then after a couple of years, I got the 102. Actually, probably only about a year. And I got the 102, and I built that, and got the spectrum analyzer, got the monitor scope, got the station console. I got the complete SB line, even the electronic gear, and all kinds of various other things. I even built the heat kit guitar amplifiers and stereo amplifiers, and just about just anything you can think of. There's a really good book of all the heat kits that really cool to get, because it's got pictures of every single kit that I ever built, and that was pretty cool. And all that SK line still operates, except my monitor scope. I got a short in the high voltage transformer. I got to replace it, but the ticket transformer is like $150, so I don't know whether they'll want to do anything with it. And a deep keeper ID.
Yeah, roger that, W8SS. I like that stuff. It was a lot of fun, and I can tell that you have an addiction to burning rosin smoke. Yeah, I built them all. I liked them all. I really enjoyed these kits. I miss it very much. And it was a lot of fun to sit down and have a project for a weekend, you know, maybe sometimes longer, you know, depending on the size of the project, to put the thing together and solder it. But you know how everything went from hand-wired chassis, it went to PCs, and then from there it went to, you know, more modular stuff, and of course, the ICs that got bigger and bigger and then had processors in them, and the next thing you know, everything was different. But, you know, the nice thing about all that is it taught you to solder things that we never did in the Heathkit days, like surface-mounted devices. And soldering them wasn't hard, you could repair them. It was reasonable, but I hear you. Things changed over the years, didn't they? They sure did. Hey, and you know, the hobby has changed, and I don't know, that's a long discussion, but I just don't hear the number of people on that I used to hear on. I don't hear the level of technical excellence among the people that I used to hear, and I don't hear... I hear more people on digital modulation systems and working through reflectors that don't even understand. You know, they say, "Well, I worked Australia on my HT today." Well, sort of, you know. But anyhow, you've got a nice antenna system and you have a fine station, and that was very very admirable, and was something that I know I did the same thing you did growing up. You know, I liked all this stuff as a little guy. And I was dying to do it and build it up and build a station and get the antennas up high in the air and have EAG and all that. And slowly but surely I made all that come true. But I fully understand what you're saying. Anyhow, it's really nice to see the old classical gear and have talked to somebody who actually built it and knows how to make it work.
Yeah, roger. Well, that 102 has been through a lot. When I retired it and put a Kenwood TSA-30 in its place, I still use it, but I kept it at a cabin I had up in the middle of the state. And at one point, I turned it on, and it caught fire. And it turned out that a mouse had built a nest right inside the RF cage for the 6146 final. And it caught on fire, and I put it out, but it ended up burning traces off of some of the band select boards that big band switch goes through that stack of boards, and I had to remake traces out of pieces of wire and stuff like that. But I made it work, and, you know, retuned it up so the minor variances and tolerance were all taken care of, and the power supply for it, I was using it. I moved it to another house, when I built a place up in Boyne City, and I would turn it on and just have it in the background listening to it, because, you know, it would warm up the shack for me with those 19 tubes in it. And I went outside and was doing something, and I came back in, and the house smelled absolutely horrible. And it turned out that the choke in the high network of the output of the 800 volts on that power supply had burned up, and, you know, was a power-impregnated, you know, windings, and, oh, my God, was that an awful smelling thing. And I was able to find one of the chokes for cheap. I don't remember who I got it from. I think it was off of eBay or something like that. But I rebuilt it and made it work again, and so all that XP stuff works except for the power supply problem in the SP-16.
Making jet.
Roger that. Well, that's great, Dave. I don't know if I ever mentioned, my name's Joe. I'm on a handheld. I'm located in Fenton. Yeah, that's great. Well, even what you did there is you made the mistake of turning it on and letting the smoke out, you know? that's happened to me in the past, believe me. I think the worst thing I had in a long while here was I had a air variable that arced due to an antenna problem, and when it arced, it soldered the, it was a high voltage arc, and it soldered the rotor to the stator in an air variable capacitor, which of course took an 8877 out, just boom, out, and now I use that tube as a paperweight. I like it so much because it's an iMac too. That's the worst part. It wasn't a sweat Lana, it was a iMac. And I've got it on my desk here as a paperweight, but that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah, Roger. And you're right. You know, you can get in that stuff and work on it and fix it. I still love it. What I'm going to do is, the main shack's got the FT-EDX-5000 in it, which I absolutely love that rig. That is just a wonderful radio. But I love my old stuff, and so I'm eventually going to remodel my shack, and instead of it being built on the desk like you see it, it's going to be more of like a wraparound table that takes up the room, and I want to put the whole SB line back together, so all the pieces are set up as a, you know, a retro 70s, you know, E-kit station. But for now, it is what it is. And I modified the spectrum scope and the band scope to work with the FTDX 5000, which is crazy. I mean, who would do that ridiculous? But I love those old scopes so much. I just wanted to see them flickering all the time. So I spent the time to, you know, design some interfaces and make it go. But I think I will eventually make it more of a, you know, the modern shack and the shack that I grew up with. Anyways, yeah, Joe, nice talking to you. I'm still sounding, the repeater's coming in really well. I'm surprised. And I just got a quarter wave that's stuck on the back rear window. It's sitting alongside the car. And I'm talking on an FT-70D. So about maybe 5 watts. I can't believe I'm still hanging in there. So probably going to drop like a rock. So that's 73D, Joe. Nice talking to you. We're cranking right now. So probably we'll run into you again. November 8th, El Tango.
Roger that. Well, thank you very much. You got a great signal. You're holding in real well. Yeah, when you get a chance, go to QRZ and look up Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. You'll see a lot of my woodwork on there, and you'll see my station and, of course, the antennas we built and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, pleasure speaking with you, and we'll look forward to hearing you again, as they used to say years ago, later down the log. Anyway, listen, take it easy, and a beautiful station, Dave, and I really like the classic Heathkit stuff. That was beautiful. All right, Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye-bye for now.
All right, real fine, Joe. By the way, I will say you are the first and only one that has ever picked out that VFO as being something different. And you got an eye for it.
Like I say, look my sign up on QRZ and you'll see why. There's all kinds of projects on my page, and it goes on and on forever. Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye-bye now.
73. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees.